I'm just going to read it out as he wrote it, because he did it very nicely. He wrote like this: I imagine I was not alone in missing Shul Obi Yom Tov. I tried to make the most of it. That's what we all have to do, right? To grasp the opportunity, to look at positives, to revel in new possibilities. And to a certain extent, I did. I said positive davening slowly that previously I never said. I contemplated different fillers that we say. I was forced into staying awake while I read the Haftarah. I picked my own tunes for Hallel and made sure that half the neighborhood heard them. And I connected to davening with in a very real way. But I still miss Shul. I miss the excitement of the first Baruch Hu, the inspiring Yom Tov Nusach, the beautiful Kaddish before Shemini Esra. I miss Hakeil, the Kehillah singing Hallel together, the thundering on our Shems, and the Yogim Amidah's prior to leaning. I miss Tfilas Tal, Dukrining, and the Rav actually speaking to his Kehillah in person. I miss being part of the Tibble. But then Shabbos came along. Ah, now this is something that we're already used to. I felt much more comfortable singing Lech Adonai and Kehillah Olden by myself for the fifth week already. I even had my own little Menhagim set up in my Shtibble. I stand at this wall for Friday night during the Tfilah. I wait with my neighbor for Lech Adonai and Bayachulu. In the morning, Shachar is held in the front garden. Leaning takes place on the couch before the Kehillah has the option of the front or backyard for a Musaf. Kiddush, Shabbos walk, lunch, the day already follows a regular pattern. But still, I miss Shul a bit. Who knows how long this enforced absence will continue for? Should we start preparing for Tikkun Leil and Akdomis in our private Shtibluch? By then, after another 6 weeks, Shabbos will almost feel normal. Yom Tov will be odd, but it will already have Pesach to look back to, and it will seem somewhat familiar. This strangeness will still be present, but in a diluted form. And who knows? Take a minute to imagine the horrible scenario of this actually going on for years and years. Yom Ha'aroyim, Sukkah, Simchas Torah, Chanukah, Purim, all held in the comfort of our dining rooms. Children will be born, bar mitzvahs will be held. A generation will grow up hearing, at first frequently, how this is actually not normal, and we have a shul that we belong to, and someday we'll return to it. Home tefillah minhagim will become entrenched, elevating to almost halakha Moshe Mitzrayim status. No, darling, I know that I always do this shul for Lech Adonai on Shabbos Chazoyim. Weeds would start creeping up around the shuls, parking spaces will be taken by the locals, and the sfarim will all be moved into people's private houses. The children will start rolling their eyes when the adults reminisce about the tefillahs of yesteryear. They would have heard about the tefillahs, the drushas, the siddurim, and of course, the kiddush, but eventually it would all cease to interest them. After all, no one really cares about how they did it in the olden days. Everyone always thinks his way is the best. And when the children grow up and have children of their own, they too will tell their children about the mythical place called Shul, but in a far less passionate prose from the second generation point of view. The third generation will have no concept of tefillah but tzibah at all. And before long, tefillah b'yechidus will become l'chatchila, and there'll be a lip service paid to the idea that actually this isn't the optimum service of Hashem. Does this sound familiar? Tefillah b'yechidus is obviously second best, but is tefillah in shul the first best? Is that the l'chatchila? How shallow and short-sighted are we? We think that our normal celebration of Pesach, celebrating at home and in shul, is the real deal, and nothing more than a pale imitation. And we talk about Kohenim b'Avodasim, Levim b'Shem u'Zimrom, the Avodah, the Korban Pesach, the Aliyah, the Regel, and we just say the words, it doesn't really mean anything to us. Can you imagine how the first generation after the Korban would laugh at us? They would look at how we've taken the B'di'evod of Tfilah b'Tzibah and made it into the Lechatchila, and the original idea has just become lost over time. Perhaps this is the message that Rebbein Shlom wishes us to grasp in these tumultuous days. Perhaps it's a final message that we need to grasp before we can send us the ultimate redemption. Perhaps we're being urged to remember what we really had, to remember the most painful form of social isolation, to be isolated from the revealed Shechina, to be forced to live a life outside of his inner circle. Maybe the lack of shuls will push us to really feel the true lack, the absence of the Beis Hamikdash. And once we realize that and we truly understand what we have not, perhaps that will be the concluding lesson in which we can regain access to the real service of Hashem.